Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is, and, well, does this sound familiar? Ka-ching, ka-ching. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Yes, it should. It should, because anyone who's listening to my voice here in America probably knows that sound while he's pumping gas, or she is pumping gas. And let me tell you, every day, virtually every day, at least every week, we have seen another increase in the cost of fuel at the gas pump. And we, of course, have not surprised by that phenomenon. In fact, it has been forecast and foretold and predicted here on this program for a very long period of time. And, you know, we know that it's not an accident, and it's not the forces of the market, and it's not supply and demand, and it's not reformulation of the gas, and all of these other reasons and excuses that are trotted out in the media, by the government, by the industry, and of course by the media itself. There's much more here. A plan. It's a long-term plan. And to join us once again tonight, backed by very popular demand, Reverend Lindsey Williams, who, of course, spent quite a bit of time at the Alaska Pipeline and also sat in the boardrooms and heard some plans discussed several decades ago. Good evening, Lindsey Williams.
Rick, thank you so much for allowing me to be on with the Radio Avenger tonight. Oh, my goodness, you can't imagine how much I appreciate it. And everything you just said is the truth. The people out in your listening audience, I beg of you folks, listen, they are controlling all of this. This is done by a design plan. Rick, I just finished a speaking tour of seminars across America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me report a few things I saw.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, as I give all of this, that there are 4 quarts to a gallon of gasoline. That has never changed since 1960, when we paid 35 cents a gallon,
mm-hmm.
to 2007, when we were spending nearly $4 a gallon. Gas is still 4 quarts to the gallon. Gasoline has not changed at all. Well, I was in Hawaii for 2 seminars. The gas pump was $3.60 for regular. Came back to San Francisco, and the price of gasoline at the gas pump was $3.90. And I picked up the San Mateo County Times. I'm looking at it sitting right here in my office. And the headlines, big front page headlines, could $4 gas be on the way? Now, that's buzzwords,
mm-hmm.
because that's exactly what it's going
mm-hmm.
to do.
Yes.
Then the following weekend, I was in Los Angeles. $4 a gallon. Then a few days after that, I was in Seattle, Washington, $3.70 a gallon. And in Seattle, we had a seminar on Saturday, and then we drove up to Vancouver, B.C., Canada, for a seminar on Sunday. Now, they use liters in Canada, but proportion liters to gallons, and in Vancouver, they were paying $5 a gallon.
Oh, boy. All right. When we come back, Lindsey, you can tell us a lot more of what you saw, what you've learned, and what you've heard. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Join us, Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Lindsey Williams, the Energy Non-Crisis, my guest.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back. We're back. And while I'm talking to you, Lindsay Williams, I'm in the process of trying to see if we can connect tomorrow night with our guest, who is an ex-member of the Illuminati that we've had on before, and he's been on RBN several times, Leo Zagami. And he left the secret society, left the powerful elite Illuminati in Europe, and he's been on his own website spilling the beans about these plans of these world globalist, internationalist Satanists, if you will. And so he's doing quite a service, and we hope to be able to connect with him tomorrow night. And that ties in with what you've been saying, of course, about this plan, this global plan that, you know, up until recently, most Americans would probably take a chuckle at, as you said. And they'd probably say, what are you, a John Bircher? And they're not saying that to me anymore. I know when I meet people, now they're beginning to look at me and say, boy, you were onto something, Rick. You bet I was. And you have been right from the beginning, Lindsay. So go ahead. Please continue to tell us what you've observed.
Well, Rick, 35 years ago, I tried my best to tell people in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and then I wrote five books after that, telling people of my experience when I actually sat in the board meetings with the power elite of the world who control the world, who dictate to Congress what bills to pass, who tell the president what to do, who tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day. Now, this gasoline price thing, it's all contrived. Let me finish my tour. Las Vegas was my next speaking engagement. Gasoline there was $3.60 a gallon. Then I returned back to the Phoenix area.
Sure.
And low test was $3.60. And here we go, Rick. Oh, this is startling. Premium gas was $4 a gallon. And, Rick, all over Phoenix, you ride up and down the roads and look at the service station signs, and the four is missing. I mean, they never anticipated gasoline going to $4 a gallon. and they don't have any fours.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go find some to get premium gas, $4 a gallon.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Here's my statement.
Sure.
Folks, please, I beg of you to put on your thinking caps. Everyone in the listening audience, I ask you now, think about this very carefully. Gasoline was 4 quarts to the gallon in 1960 when we paid 35 cents a gallon. Gasoline today is 4 quarts to the gallon, and we pay $4 a gallon. The gasoline has not changed at all. Here it is. Gasoline prices have not, please, I hope everyone in the audience will catch this. It's so important. Gasoline prices have not gone up. No, but please, think about this for a moment. 4 quarts to the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that has changed is the value of the paper Federal Reserve note that you take to the gas pump to purchase that gallon of gasoline. But the gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon. The dollar, as of yesterday, they announced the dollar is number 51 in bad performing currencies of the world. As of yesterday, it took $2 to purchase one British pound. The dollar is on the way out. The world is forsaking the dollar. They don't want it any longer. As a result, we're paying more for everything. And the truth of the matter is, the only thing that has changed is a dollar. Now, wait a minute. You
right.
say, the Dow Jones. Oh, the Dow Jones is just hitting all-time record highs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, oh, come on, folks. Now, think for just a moment. The Dow Jones went to the highest that it has ever been in the history of the United States of America, in the history of the world. It went there 2 days ago, 13,300 and some odd, highest it's ever been. Dow Jones didn't go up. Think about it now. Please consider. The Dow Jones did not go up. The only thing the Dow Jones did was adjusted for the value of the paper currency that you purchase stocks on the Dow Jones with. Now, I'm going a step further. Now, if you go to the grocery store, you know this. Groceries, since January the 1st, have increased 21% across the board. I mean, this is a fact. This is what they're saying, has increased 21%. No, groceries have not gone up. Groceries are still the same that they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. Oh, you say, come on, Mr. Williams. Groceries have gone up, just like gas. No, they haven't. Groceries, the Dow Jones, gasoline prices, none of these have gone up. Still the same as they were. It's the paper currency, the Federal Reserve note, that you take to the store, to the gas pump, to the Dow Jones, and purchase with it. That is what has changed. Now, you're going to be hit with this on the 14th. That's 4 days from now. Postage is going up.
Mm-hmm.
From 39 to 41 cents. No, postage is not going up.
Mm-hmm.
No, postage is the same that it's been since the penny postcard.
Mm-hmm. No, the
postage
cost is going. Actually, it's gone down. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
The only thing that has changed is the value of the piece of paper that you take into the post office and buy the postage stamps. And, oh, my goodness, have you heard about the new forever stamp? That's right. If you go to your post office, U.S. post office, I just bought some the other day, have printed a forever stamp. This is so amazing, Rick, because I got to the post office 2 days ago and wanted to buy some of these forever stamps. And the man behind the counter, he doesn't know the issues. I mean, he's just like all the rest of the bureaucrats. And he looked at me, just as honest as the day is long, and said, you know, Mr. Williams, I really wonder what they're up to. He said, do you think they might be up to something that they know that we don't? I said, sir, you are exactly right. Forever stamp? I said to my son the other day, I said, the reason they're printing a forever stamp is because they know forever is about to come to an end.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Lindsay, what you've said is definitely true. And yet, there is no question that two other factors must come into play here. One of them is the fact that when we speak of gasoline not changing, I think that may be untrue. In the sense that we are actually seeing today the quality of gas being poorer than at any other time, and the mix of ethanol used in the gasoline is actually giving most people, and most people I talk to, including myself, less for the mileage than they have ever gotten before. Now, I know leaded gasoline had many advantages, obviously, over unleaded. So we're not even comparing leaded with unleaded. But we're comparing the unleaded with the reformulated and then reformulated leaded gasoline itself. And I say that, am I wrong in saying we're not getting the same gas for the buck that we were getting just a few years ago? Number one, how would you respond to that question?
You're exactly right, Rick. The gasoline does not give you the same mileage that it did 10, 15 years ago. You're getting less because of the ethanol. By the way, ethanol cuts way down on how many miles per gallon that you get when you use it.
There you go.
But you're right. The quality of the gas has diminished. The value of the dollar has diminished, and now we don't get as many miles to the gallon as we used to. You know, Rick, this says one thing to me. The dollar must collapse in order for the Amero to be introduced. That's the North American Union currency.
Yeah, I agree.
Using nominal gross domestic product, nominal GDP, over the past 100 years, the U.S. dollar is worth less than 1 cent compared to 100 years ago. And yet people wonder why they can't afford to pay bills, why mother must go off to the job, why you can't buy groceries at the grocery store, why we're cutting back on our food at the table. And every bit of this is to do away with the middle class. And the powers that be bring about total control of the North American Union, no vote of Congress whatsoever. So we're in a point where now they actually have an agency within Homeland Security, an agency within an agency in Homeland Security, to administrate the North American Union by the year 2010 and the American taxpayers paying for it. A shadow government bypassing the Constitution of the United States of America, disannulling the Constitution. I cannot believe what this administration in Washington is doing.
Well, and that's not all, you know, the Homeland Security Department. And Mr. Chertoff, you know, being in a position, a very key position as a dual loyalist with the United States, and yet being able to also share, you know, be privy to very private information, the information of people like you and me and others, whom the government certainly has tabs on and knows about, and be able to share that information with other governments in the world. That's a very dangerous thing, and yet that's his plan, the Chertoff plan, to share information on Americans with foreign governments, and I think that is something that should never be permitted in the United States. Yet it's going on right now, Lindsay, and this is a crime, one among many, many crimes that are happening now in these United States in these dark hours that we're in. However, I want to get back when we come back from the break. Excuse me. I want to get back to that question that you also posed having to do with the value of the dollar. The oil companies are not just compensating for the value of the dollar and demanding more because the dollar is no good. But I think we can honestly say, given the fact that the oil industry is so heavily monopolistic now, they're not complaining about the Federal Reserve notes because they're still making big profits, aren't they?
Oh, phenomenal profits, greatest that any. Well, let's see, Exxon, what was it, 2 months ago announced the largest profit of any company ever in the history of the world.
Bingo. All right, we'll be back with our guest, Lindsay Williams, and much more to talk about tonight. We'll take calls a little bit later on. You join us. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, your Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are, and I'm thinking of John Clark here. We did him just last night, or the other night before, and we have Lindsay Williams tonight speaking with us. And Lindsay, what I just said about the profits and the fact that despite the dollar being so absolutely devaluated now, that the oil companies really and truly are also still making quite a bit of money, regardless of the situation. And you were there in the boardrooms in, 28, 30 years ago, and you were invited to sit in, and you heard them discuss these plans, even before the dollar would be devalued tremendously, to raise the price of gasoline, fuel, of course, to do all of this by the year 2008, I believe, right?
Rick, you're exactly right. And the oil companies are making all-time record profits. But what the average American does not know is there's someone making more profits than they are. Now, I know this sounds startling, yes, but let me very briefly go back to this.
Sure.
So that people will understand who is making this exorbitant profit even more than the oil companies. In 1970, I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. That's when they announced that 25,000 pipeliners would come to the state, build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And being a Baptist missionary, first thing that came to my mind was they must need some spiritual help. And believe you me, that was the understatement of the year. So I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company, the consortium of nine major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline, and I said, "Don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline?" They laughed at me. I kept going back and back. Finally, they said, okay, we'll give you the northern seven camps. About 6 months later, after going on the pipeline, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and said, we'd like to offer you executive status. You are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees and helping the attitude in the camp so much. I said, well, what does that mean? He said, go any place you'd like, have an executive pass, live in executive dorms. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Rick, for 3 years' time, by the providence of God, that's the only way that a little unknown, insignificant missionary from out in the bush of Alaska, flying airplanes and helping other missionaries, could have ever sat with the people that you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF,
right,
sit across the breakfast table from the International Secretary Treasurer of Exxon, rub shoulders with the top oil company officials of the world. Someone asked the other day, why don't you have a glossary in your book? I said, because my book is not something that I investigated somebody else's works and wrote about. I said, I lived my story. It is exactly what happened to me. Now, come down to the question that you posed just a moment ago. Who is it that's making so much off of this oil? In Saudi, I would have never known this had I not been in their board meetings. No way in the world I would have ever been able to find this out.
Mm-hmm.
In Saudi Arabia, it cost them $5 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. Now, I didn't say transport it, refine it, so on. And on the north slope of Alaska, it costs $3 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. Now, who is making the exorbitant profits between that and $62, $65 a barrel? Well, now, sometimes when you're listening to national news, very seldom do they slip. But every now and then you may hear them slip and use the word cartel. Who is it that sets the price of a barrel of oil every day? No. Exxon, Mobil, Texaco, Chevron, none of those people do it. The price of a barrel of oil every day is set by the people who sit behind the computers in New York and London and tell everybody in the world, including Mr. Chavez, what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil for that day. And they are none other. You ready? Here goes. They are none other than the representatives of the World Bank and the IMF. Now, Saudi Arabia cannot sell a barrel of oil to Shell Oil Company in America. They sell it to these people who sit behind these computers. These people sell it to Shell. Shell refines it and sells it to you. Now, who is it that's making more? It is a form of taxation at the gas pump.
Right.
And they set the price on any given day where they want it. It is not supply and demand.
Yes.
It is solely the power elite, the very people that I sat with, the ones who control the world, tell our president what to do. All of this is by a design plan, every bit of it. Nothing happens by chance. There are people in the world who control the world. And here are these power elite that are doing all of this. Now, you know, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story.
Absolutely, yeah. And you show that in the books that you've written. You have updated the energy non-crisis and the books on the family farm crisis and the nutrition books and the syndrome of control and so on, the videos as well. And we'll talk about them later and how people, new listeners especially, need to be armed with facts because now people are more apt to listen than at any other time, and they are listening. I know they listen. When I talk to them, I'm talking people that, you know, that don't listen to the radios, don't listen to us. Certainly you meet and you talk with on a casual basis, and you know and I know that, people are really amazed at how this can be happening. Yet, for the most part, Lindsay, and this is the phenomenon, most Americans are driving right now more than they have ever driven before as the prices continue to rise through the roof. This is the amazing phenomenon, Lindsay. And we'll talk about that and much, much more as we continue. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, with Lindsay Williams, the energy non-crisis. Once again, get on the lines. You have a question or a comment, now's the time to do it. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we're back now, and Lindsay, you heard what I just said, Brother Lindsay, and I'm sure that you're just as amazed as I have been in observing the fact that the oil industry people, the government, the people that are in control and power are actually having a ball laughing at the American people as the American people are willing to be double taxed, first of all, at the gas pump, then to have the price go from the, quote, low price just around election time last time to over $4 a gallon now in some places, or near it at the very least, and not do anything about it. And you don't hear a word out of this august new Democratic Congress for the most part. Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that just flabbergast you, Lindsay?
Yes, it does. And keeping in mind, of course, that all of this is done, they know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline has gone exactly to the price where they want it to go and accomplishing everything they would like. So, yeah. I am utterly flabbergasted. When gasoline went to $3 the first time, the American people literally came apart. I could not handle the talk shows fast enough. This time, oh, yeah, nonchalant, so what? Rick, there's something else here that I agree. Gasoline is probably the number one issue right now. And I wonder if the average person here in America realizes that this week, that's right, this next week.
Yeah, go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
The first phase of the North American Union will be implemented.
Exactly.
Without any vote of Congress, without any vote of the American people, the truck drivers couldn't get their strike off. And as a result, the truck drivers will be coming into the United States of America from Mexico. But the dastardly part is they are bypassing the port in Los Angeles. They're bypassing the big port in Seattle. And they're going to a new port that has been built in Mexico. And our president, this is unbelievable that this man can get by with what he's doing. It's almost as if he's untouchable. Our president is implementing something that is as unconstitutional as the day is long and is bringing about a North American Union with no border. I am so glad for what Lou Dobbs did. You know, I just have a great admiration for this man. CNN News, Anchorman, he came out and actually gave the facts of the North American Union. I don't know how he keeps his job. But this week, hundreds of truckers will be coming across the border from Mexico, hauling the supplies that normally would come into Los Angeles and Seattle. They're going to be fanning out all over this nation. Many of them cannot even speak English. Their trucks are not required to keep the same standards as American truckers. You're going to be facing substandard truckers and drivers on the highway. And in many instances, they do not even have to stop at way stations. They do not have to abide by some of our laws. This is the most dastardly thing that could possibly be thought of. And this week, next week, will be the first phase of the implementation of the North American Union.
Bingo. It happened.
And then on yesterday, I'm still shuddering. Believe me, folks, out there in the audience, you will not probably even begin hearing this on the radio talk shows for another week or two because this is so new. On April the 30th, President Bush met in the White House with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the current president of the European Council and signed an illegal treaty. You know, according to the Constitution, the president of the United States of America cannot sign a treaty without a vote of Congress. And I want to read you this. President Bush signed an agreement creating a permanent body that commits the U.S. To deeper transatlantic economic integration without ratification by the Senate as a treaty or passage by Congress as a law. The transatlantic economic integration, oh, what? The words they put in this are so deceptive. Became between the U.S. and European Union. What are they doing? Let me put it in a nutshell because I don't want to take time to read this entire article. Now, not only are they forming the North American Union between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., doing away with our Constitution, bypassing our form of government, and doing it without any vote of Congress, now, on the 30th of April, the President of the United States of America signed an agreement contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America to begin the process of putting together the European Union and the North American Union in the New World Order. Now, Rick, you're a Christian. I am too. And both of us have studied the Word of God a long time. Nimrod at the Tower of Babel attempted to do this identical same thing thousands of years ago. He tried to put the entire world together under that tower at Babel, and God came down and confounded their languages, and as a result, we have the mess in the world that we've got today. I really wonder how long God's going to allow this mess to go on. Our president, claiming to be a Christian, out here signing an agreement with the European Union to unite North American Union and the European Union in one nation.
Well, it follows on the heels of everything else he's done with the meeting 2005 in Texas and the fact that right then and there he should have been stopped by the Congress for actually signing on to something that he had no authority to sign on to. This North American Union, this SPP, you know, it's absolutely, totally outside the constitutional framework. And yet, many in Congress who did know about it, were apprised of it, claimed they didn't know that it was going on. They just had no idea. Well, now there's no longer any excuse. As you said, Lou Dobbs and others in the mainstream media have actually talked enough about it. So it cannot be denied now. People have no excuse, people in the know, not to know. So the fact of the matter is, what is Congress going to do about it? We have a Congress that is a so-called new and open and refreshed Congress now under new leadership. And you know what, Lindsay? I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, okay? That may sound rather silly, but be that as it may, let's do that. Let's say, okay, give them the chance before they finish with this session to do what they are constitutionally obligated to do, and let's begin the process of totally decertifying and dethroning everything that George Bush has done with the Mexican government and the Canadian government and the Council on Foreign Relations. Let them make the first move. Let them do it. Give them the chance, give them the order, and say, now, this is what you must do. That way there, when they refuse to do it, then we can begin the process of total and complete recall. We need to recall these congressmen and these senators, as well as impeach George Bush. These are high crimes now. These are very serious high crimes against the Constitution. No doubt about it, Lindsay. That's
well,
what
Rick,
needs to be done.
This is treason. I mean, when he attempted to put the nations of Europe together, and he signed the agreement. Here are the names of the people. You can find this on the websites. It has gone out within the past 24 hours across the country, so your radio talk show host will begin to pick up on it now. And this is treason. This man has joined the countries of Europe in a treaty. He can't do this. Well, he did. And joining the North American Union in a treaty without any vote of Congress whatsoever. Now, folks, you must see it. I beg of you, please. I have just completed a new DVD. Now, this is quality. This is new digital DVDs. I have just completed a DVD on the North American Union. You must give it to your friends and neighbors. And I can't sell it because parts of it are copywritten. But I can give it to you as a gift. If ever you must know what's happening with putting together America, Mexico, and Canada, you must know the issues, and the only way you're going to know it with something like this, mm-hmm. a DVD on the North American Union, just completed it, and I can give it to you as a gift. When you purchase my four DVDs, I will give you as a gift three DVDs. That's correct. When you purchase four, my original four DVDs, one including the energy non-crisis, I'm going to give you as a gift three DVDs, one of them, is on the North American Union, and I'm also going to give you as a gift a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and a copy of my 263-page book, You Can Live. I don't know how to do any more into trying to let people know what's going on. This is 12 hours and 30 minutes of a digital DVD home library that covers every area from 1960 to 2007. Now, please, take this number down. There are operators standing by even tonight. I ask them to be on the phones this evening. The number is 800-321-2900. And please, when you call, ask for the free catalog. No, that is not a catalog of my materials. This is a catalog of everything that you will ever need to prepare yourself for what's going on in the world today. In Katrina, what would be the first thing people would have wanted? Water. Well, how do you store it? Do you have the slightest idea what to do to go about it? I mean, this is a color catalog. This thing is quality, and they're giving it to you as a gift, a free catalog that will tell you where to get and what, how to do it, on everything that you could ever possibly want in light of the fact that the dollar is about to collapse. The North American Union is a reality. Our president now has joined together Europe and America and all the things that are taking place. Please ask for the free catalog when you call. Again, the number is 800-321-2900.
Amen. Amen. People need to be informed. And seeing as we have so many new listeners who are are beginning to catch on to what's going on, it's imperative that people get the facts and begin to disseminate information. As I say, right now, Lindsay, there's never been a better time to really and truly wake people up. If they are to be awakened at all, this is the time to do it. You know, you have previously alluded to the first engineered depression, the major depression that was deliberately engineered in the 1920s, and the grace period that existed. Well, we don't have much time now, but we have a little window, a grace period here, and that people need to take advantage of this time to do what's necessary to prepare for what's to come, to prepare for a time when they will have to depend not on the grid, but on themselves and on their own creativity and the brains and the elements that God has given them. And that's the key here, what God has given them. We need to prepare, and we need to blow that Gideon's trumpet. We really and truly need to right now and get the word out. Because what you're saying tonight, you've been saying for a long time. And I know, Lindsay, I know the skeptics have been saying to you what they've said to me. We've been hearing this for years, eh? And nothing has happened. You know what? They're not saying that to me today, because gasoline, when it hit $3 a gallon, they were saying it may go higher before it comes down. Well, now I don't hear of one reporter, one newsletter. I don't hear of a single investor or advisor quoted in the media who is even using that statement any longer before they come down. They are now conditioning the American people for this continual rise in the price of gasoline and energy. It's not just gas now. Remember, it's all petroleum oil-based products. And they are preparing to make some dramatic changes in your lifestyle that you better understand. Just the other day, you know, this scare tactic, this fear-mongering again about global warming and using these arcane and absolutely ludicrous scientific models that are largely made up of people that are financed by the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and all of these think tanks that are heavily subsidized by these foundations to try to convince the American people. I'm sure you've seen it, Lindsay. You've seen the reports right out, flat out on the front page of most papers. We need to condition and accept the American people to expect them to change their lifestyles, because right now we are at a critical stage in the environmental issues. And if we don't, we are going to be seeing a catastrophe looming ahead. Now, you know what they've been telling us? They've been telling us point blank, yes, it means a drastic change in your lifestyle and in the cost of everything you do. How much more blatant can it get, Lindsay? Tell me, how much more blatant?
Well, the standard currency of the world is oil. And when people take this at face value, then they realize that whenever the price of oil goes to where it is, it is nothing but a buzzword as to exactly what the power elite are doing.
Yep.
Now, I was in Seattle, Washington, just the other day, as I mentioned earlier. A lady walked up to me and handed me a little card. It had been on a product that she bought at the grocery store, or the hardware store, one of the two. And she handed it to me. They're required to tell where something is made. This little card, about the size of the palm of your hand, and on the bottom it said made in Mexico. Then just above that, across the top of the card, was a picture of an American flag, a Canadian flag, and a Mexican flag. She handed it to me, and she said, "Have you seen the new emblem of the North American Union?" I mean, these people aren't fooling, Rick. These people are for real. They know what they're doing. And they already have said that by the year 2010, they will fully implement the North American Union in amalgamating Mexico, Canada, and America. They already have their emblem. Already. You'll see it in grocery stores. You're going to see it more and more appear in hardware stores on everything imaginable. Made in Mexico with the sign of the three flags above it. This is the emblem of the North American Union. All of this done without any vote of Congress, without any vote of the American people. They are going to do away with our Constitution. They're going to give a new currency. You know, Rick, a moment ago I talked about the things that we have available now. I keep adding something every few days because I am so concerned about the American people not getting ready.
Absolutely.
That's the reason we added this new catalog.
And that's the reason... That's the reason you're on tonight, Lindsay. We'll be right back, okay? We'll get right back to the issues. Stay tuned for more Lindsay Williams, The Energy Non-Crisis, Rick Adams. We shall return with much more.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back. Rick Adams and Lindsay Williams with me tonight again. Our number, by the way, if you want to get on the line, don't waste time tonight. Get right on the line. 800-313-9400. Question, a comment. We need to continue to awaken the American public on this issue. Right now, as I've been saying over and over, Lindsay, and I don't care if I sound like I'm repeating myself, but we need to repeat ourselves. I have never found so much receptivity to what we're saying as I'm finding now. And that's obvious, and it's obvious why. But the fact of the matter is, we are not going to see any cessation, any reversal in these price increases anytime soon, if at all. And in fact, I'm going to go so far as to say we're going to see nothing but increases in the price until they reach the level that you yourself have said they have to reach in order to implement the North American Union and the One World System. They're going to have to reach at least $6 or $7 a gallon. And we know that's coming, don't we?
Yes, you will be paying. Please, everyone out there in the audience, if Rick happens to have me back 6 months to a year from now, call me a prophet if you'd like. All I'll tell you is I sat in their board meetings and listened to them talk about it. The price of gasoline is going to $6 and $7 a gallon. There is not a single issue anywhere in the world today. There's no major crisis anywhere that would cause the price to go to $4 a gallon. Now, one little bobble in the Middle East, can you imagine what they would do, what excuse they would use to take it to $6 or $7 a gallon? It is going there. Believe me, prepare your household, get your dinner table ready, do something about the job that you have to drive so far to every day. You are going to be paying the price.
And, Lindsay, you know, the proof is so evident here. I remember being on the air, and we were talking about the, you remember when tensions were rising last year with Iran, and it looked as if we were going to have, with the bourse, you know, and the new currency and the new Bank of Iran, that if anything was going to create an environment of such extreme tension and hostility, forcing the prices of energy higher, that would be it. And you know, during that time and during the invasion, the Israeli invasion of Lebanon, that period of last summer, you remember, not one inch of an increase in the price at the pump. I'm sure you remember that, Lindsay. I remember.
Talking about it. You're talking about election year.
And then, that's right, not only did the prices not go up, but they went down during the election cycle, which proves just how controlled and contrived the entire world market is today. That is proof positive. We don't need to go beyond that. We're not conspiracy theorizing now. We're simply regurgitating what is there to regurgitate. It's simple fact. It's all out before the public. It's not hidden. It's there. Now, we have no current crisis that is visible at the moment. In fact, right now, things are in relative calm. And yet, we have seen a steady and continuing increase in the United States that is coinciding not just with the collapse of the dollar, but with the fact that this emergence is taking place of this security and prosperity partnership in the North American Union right here. It is so clear, so evident. As Roosevelt once said, nothing happens in politics by accident. If it happens, it was planned that way. All right, we shall return. Lindsay Williams, hour number two, coming right up on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.